Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We have dogs on our team. We have dogs. The Cowboys have dogs. They got players that'll fight. But our dogs only bite when you come in their house. We need dogs that'll bite when you come near the neighborhood. Don't we? When you come near the neighborhood, I want you to be scared. Like, oh, somebody in the neighborhood. Start picking up rocks and sticks because you don't know where the dog is. That's what we need. We need dogs that bite people in the neighborhood, not just in the house.
I heard that interview. I'm a fan of 105.3, the fan there in Dallas, and I saw all this Twitter kerfluffle where I saw the great Michael Irvin was on with the station, and people were very excited. I went back and listened to it. I said, well, this is good radio right here. Very excited right now to be joined by one of the greatest to ever play the game, of course, NFL Network. Lucky enough to have him be a radio.com NFL insider as well, brought to you by Quip. Go to getquip.com/2019 to get your first refill pack for free. The great Michael Irvin joins me on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Michael, such a pleasure, sir. How are you?
Man, I'm doing well, man. I'm doing very well. And I would imagine that bite that I gave, pun intended, with dogs biting, that bite that I gave is exactly what you probably said. You guys need over in D.C. too, some of those dogs that are bite. You know what? We need some of them in the whole NFC East right now, because there's no biting going on in the East.
You're not lying about that. What is it like for you? I mean, you had so many successful years, and that was just such a tremendous Cowboys teams and so many great rivalries back then, slugging it out. What is it like for you to, I mean, you cover football for a living, to talk about the condition the East is in right now?
Yeah, and it's hard to watch, man. It is hard to watch. Think about it. For a minute, especially in my era, the East dominated everything. We dominated everything. When I think about, my era, the Buffalo Bills, the four straight Super Bowls they lost to. Every time, that was to an NFC East team. We were dominating in the sea, the East, down like this. It is. It's hard to watch, man. It's hard to watch. And the funny part is, I don't think that we're lacking talent. There's talent on these teams. It's just for some reason the fight doesn't match the talent. What I have shoulders down doesn't match what it should be shoulders up. You have talent shoulders up, shoulders down. You're just not seeing it and matching with what's in your head and what's in your heart about how you play the game. And it's hard to watch. It's hard to watch.
I remember when the Haskins and Jones got drafted, and then you had Dak and Dallas and Carson and Philadelphia, and you're like, man, this is a division that's got some talent. They're on the up and up. Talk to me about your Cowboys. We listened to your segment there in Dallas. That is a talented team, and you can't tell me that we overestimated those guys because they're Cowboys. What isn't clicking with that team right now, in your opinion?
And the truth is, six of the games, I know they lost two games by 2 points, another two by 4 points, and then a few more by 10 points or more. And I'm going to tell you, when you lose two games by 2 points, that's a one-decision game somewhere here or there. One decision for a coach, one play for a team. You know, same thing with when you lose by 4 points. Those are close games. Dallas, they're losing the close games. Last year and the year before that, they won more than they lost in close games. If you can't find ways to close games out in the NFL, then you find yourself at 6-7, as opposed to being at 10-2 or 10-3 or something like that. It's all about closing games, because there'll be most of them will be close, and Dallas just hasn't found that. And they got all the talent in the world, and that's why people are looking now in the direction of the head coach, because they say you have to make sure you're closing games, and it's just not happening.
It's not. Michael, you played your position as well as anybody possibly could, and it's been difficult here in Washington for us to draft and develop wide receivers. Most of the success we've had is you bring in a Santana Moss, a Lavernius Coles, a Pierre Garçon, Deshaun Jackson, names like that. Terry McLaurin, I don't know how much you've got a chance to watch him play this year, but he's so talented and really in a bad offense that can't move the ball vertically. I'd love to know what you think of his game thus far.
Man, I love the kid, man. And let me, I like James Crowder. Y'all let him get out of there. You know what I mean? You let him get out of there. And he played pretty well last night. He was making some plays too last night. You know, so sometimes you got to get a guy, keep a guy. But I love the young McLaurin you have now, and I love the opportunity. You know, it'd be interesting to see the patience that you have with Haskins and everything. And see if you have the opportunity to grow something there with those two. Because I love his talent. I love his heart. He's not afraid to go and get the football. He makes plays. I mean, I thought he had a good chance at getting in that rookie of the year fight, especially early on.
Yeah, I'd agree. And it's just he hasn't had enough opportunities. You mentioned Haskins. Michael, how much does it change everything that you know, the Cardinals did what they did. They moved on from a first-round quarterback, and they committed to a new head coach and drafted Kyler Murray. I mean, could you see, you know, Burrow being a player like that? Maybe if the Redskins find themselves at the top of the draft, you commit to that? I don't like the idea of giving up on somebody that we know is talented, Dwayne Haskins. You invested in a first-round pick in. But do you think more of that stuff is going to be on the table moving forward for these franchises?
Absolutely, especially in the situation that you're talking about. Kyler Murray and the Josh Rosen situation happened because Cliff Kingsbury was coming in as a new head coach, and he is bringing in a certain style that fit Kyler Murray much better than it fit Josh Rosen, and they made that decision. Made the decision a couple of reasons now, because years ago that first round pick, you guaranteed him so much money that once you made that decision, your franchise got stuck for the next 5-6 years. You know, if it was the wrong guy, you were stuck with that guy for the next 5-6 years trying to make it work. Now, with the wage cap on the rookies, teams do two things. They take more chances at quarterback, so that means they reach a little bit more. Quarterbacks get drafted higher than they're supposed to. But they're willing to discard them also because it's not the same hit as it was when Sam Bradford's and Cam Newton's came out and you had to guarantee them $50 and $60 million. You know, it's not the same hit. So absolutely, all of that will be on the table. If the right person pops up, I'm sure Washington, you have to take a chance. You have to try to see if that's the right, if another right quarterback pops up. You have to take a chance. It's just what this business is.
At Michael Irvin 88, you can follow him on Twitter, michaelirvin.com. Of course, the NFL Network and the radio.com at NFL Insider. Michael, I saw you had a chance to catch up with Lamar Jackson last night. I mean, no disrespect to Russell Wilson, who I think should get some MVP votes, but how could you pick anybody else? What are you seeing there that kind of separates what he's doing from some of these other mobile quarterbacks that are come and gone? I feel like he throws 4 touchdowns every single night as he's running the football over the field. Nobody can game plan for that Ravens team. What are you seeing out of that offense?
It is so hard to game plan, man. And we keep comparing him to people like Michael Vick. And Michael Vick was great, man, getting up the field, running when he got a chance to run. But you've never seen anything like this kid in small spaces. I mean, you and him, a phone booth. And he do not be able to touch this kid. It's amazing the gifts that God has given him to do those things. And then what's more incredible is he's always making those moves in a phone booth in those small areas, still with his eyes up the field, looking. And then a third arm, like he flipped that ball out to Mark Andrews last night and made a touchdown. And you're like, well, how do you stop this? I mean, and it's not just defense. It's not just like defensive linemen that he's faking out in the phone booth. He's doing that to defensive backs also. So you try to say, oh, well, let's put a more of a speed guy on him, a guy that can run. It doesn't matter. It is amazing. It really is amazing what we're seeing now at the quarterback position and what we're seeing from him. I had Russell Wilson, too. He was my MVP. He was in first for a long time. But now, no doubt, Lamar Jackson has passed him. And he is my front runner.
Yeah, I don't know how it could possibly be anything else. I know you got on a tight window here. I'll let you go after this one. Two questions. Troy Aikman in the front office for the Cowboys. You're familiar with him. And Urban Meyer is the head coach. Give me a percentage you think either one of those things are likely to happen.
The one with Troy and I had a great conversation when we were working out yesterday about it, because I think Troy would be great in that role. I've never met anybody more organized, more driven. I think it's made perfectly for that role. But Jerry Jones getting an opportunity to do it in Dallas, I think that's highly unlikely that Jerry's ever going to set aside and say, "All right, I'll take your route. I'll listen to you and let you do it." When Jerry's decisions has yielded him billions and billions and billions of dollars, he's not going to turn and say, "Well, I'll start listening to someone else." That's just the reality of that. But Urban Meyer, there's a lot of talk in the Dallas area about Urban Meyer coming to Dallas, and they're already on the radio shows talking about what that would be like, and running all kinds of polls for who's the next head coach, because they want Coach Garrett out so badly. I do think those are possibilities, though. I do. I know Jerry would never give up that spot, but I do think Urban Meyer is a possibility.
Hey, Michael, I'm 41. I'm a lifelong Redskins fan. There's things I just can't forgive you for, but a tremendous segment. Thank you so much, Ty, for coming on the show today.
Hey, I understand. One of my best friends now is Daryl Green, and a couple of years ago when I went to stay over at his house, he put me in his room, and right over the bed had this big mirror. A little mirror of him intercepting a pass in front of me. I said, DG, wait a minute. I don't remember this play ever happening. He said, one of my students built that. I said, why are you putting me in this room? You know I can't sleep in this room with you standing right over me intercepting a pass that never happened. So, yeah, we had some great battles, but in the end, somehow, some way, we came out best of friends, he and I.
I got to see that painting. That's unbelievable. Michael, thank you very much, buddy. Have a great weekend.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Great Michael Irvin right there.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.